you're thinking. You've got to decide. Let us help you choose. Listen to Career Talk and get the ins and outs, ups and downs of professions and industries.
Making and selling candy for a living is perhaps every child's dream job. Well, one ambitious young woman has turned this childhood dream into reality. On today's edition of Career Talk, we hear from Patricia K. Aarons, CEO of upstart confectionery business, Sweetie Confectionery. I'm Vaughn Davis. Stay tuned.
I've got a goddaughter, and when she was maybe about 5 at the time, I bought her some candy. And she said to me, Auntie, what's a blue raspberry? And I was stumped because honestly, I didn't know what a blue raspberry was. Nothing is a blue raspberry.
This was the original thought that got CEO of Sweetie Confectionery, Patricia K. Aarons, started down the path to entrepreneurship. Dissatisfied with the unnatural and unusual range of candy flavors on the market, she decided it was time to return to natural, recognizable candies.
It made me think, what happens to candy that children know and they can recognize in fruits that they know and they eat all the time? And it got me doing some homework, and long and short of it, there was an opportunity for us to make candy that we know in flavors that we could recognize and that we could love. And that's how my business started.
That was almost 3 years ago, and now Sweetie Confectionery is set to start manufacturing its first mass-produced batches of candy by the end of June. Still, for Ms. Aarons, starting a business was itself a whole new journey, having worked in media and public relations for most of her professional life. The first step in starting her business, she says, was finding the people with the expertise to help make her dream a reality.
I didn't know anything at all about the sweetie making business. I'm very grateful for the Scientific Research Council, and it's a little gem that people don't know very much about. So I was able to go to them and say, I don't know how you're going to do it. I don't know what it takes to make it happen, but I want a jackfruit sweetie. I want a June plum sweetie. I want a guava sweetie. And they were able to put the formulation together.
Not only did the Scientific Research Council assist her in creating the sweets, they also provided guidance in getting the raw materials and equipment for her facility. Even as she learns more and more about candy, Ms. Aarons says she has had to immerse herself in the field of business management. With a master's degree in management, however, she has been able to hit the ground running.
I've been working in media all my life, but my training has been both in media and also in general management. I have a master's in marketing and management. So the business running side and the job creation side of things is something that I've also been educated in. I've had to get comfortable with procurement, all sides of the business, to make myself a well-rounded CEO.
Ms. Aarons is also quick to note that entrepreneurship is a marathon and not a sprint, so remaining motivated is essential, especially when things aren't going as smoothly as expected. For her, staying motivated boils down to setting and achieving small milestones.
It's also important for you to set milestones. I knew my first milestone was I needed to have the formulation. My next milestone was that I needed to decide on the flavors that I wanted to be able to produce. My next milestone was that I wanted to have the launch in Jamaica. So you need to have these very manageable small milestones that you work towards. And as you accomplish each, celebrate that one accomplishment and move on to the next one.
The whole process of establishing her own business has taught her numerous lessons, but none more important than being determined and believing in what you're trying to accomplish.
Don't be afraid to dream bigger than most people do and work towards those big dreams, because they are achievable, and they are achievable only if you believe in yourself and you have a solid plan to get towards the accomplishment of that dream.
That's it for this week's program. Thanks for staying tuned. I am Vaughn Davis with studio engineer Andre Palmer, inviting you to join us again, same time, same station, for another edition of Career Talk.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.